Colombians came out in mass to choose the country's congressional lawmakers and presidential candidates on Sunday in a vote that indicated a significant political shift in this historically conservative country. Discontent and anger against traditional parties and their neoliberal economic policies boosted progressive and independent candidates in the Senate and the House of Representatives.
We've had some rough times in the last few years, so I hope that this election will bring some positive results and our country will change.
I think people are absolutely done, tired and worn out that the expectations of citizens never materialized. Unfortunately, our old political class has always played us.
As leftist, centrist and right-wing coalitions tallied votes in their respective primaries, the night's clear winner was Gustavo Petro, a leftist senator and former guerrilla who received more than double the votes of his closest rival, right-wing candidate Federico Gutierrez.
We saw a contraction of the right wing and a growth both from the centrist parties and most significantly from the left. But what this means is that there will be no single party or no single political bloc with a majority in Congress for the next 4 years.
But it also opens the possibility that a leftist could win the presidency for the first time in history, something that has right-wing voters on edge.
I'm worried we need to defend democracy on top of everything. We can't allow a leftist in power that's not convenient for the country, doesn't know how to govern, and is not transparent. I fear entrepreneurs will lose the ability to hire, people will not be able to afford a home.
Fearing the possibility of fraud and political violence, more than 2,500 national and international observers were deployed across the country. While voting was mostly peaceful, two soldiers died in bomb attacks in rural areas where voters were called to choose special representatives among victims of the country's long civil conflict.
What's clear is that this is a night to remember for the supporters of Gustavo Petro and his leftist coalition. An historic result that confirms that he will be the candidate to beat in the upcoming presidential elections in May. Alessandro Rampietti, Al Jazeera, Bogotá.